Pod 85.3. Chapter 13, Domestic Training. Preparation for marriage is an essential part of education. Upon no account should the marriage relation be entered upon until the parties have a knowledge of the duties of a practical domestic life. The wife should have culture of mind and manners that she may be qualified to rightly train the children that may be given her. 87.1 Many ladies, accounted well educated, having graduated with honors at some institution of learning, are shamefully ignorant of the practical duties of life. They are destitute of the qualifications necessary for the proper regulation of family, and hence essential to its happiness. They may talk of woman's elevated sphere and of her rights, yet they themselves fall far below the true sphere of woman. 87.2 It is the right of every daughter of Eve to have a thorough knowledge of household duties, to receive training in every department of domestic labor. Every young lady should be so educated that, if called to fill the position of wife and mother, she may preside, as a queen in her own domain. She should be fully competent to guide and instruct her children and to direct her servants, or, if need be, to minister with her own hands to the wants of her household. It is her right to understand the mechanism of the human body and the principles of hygiene, the matters of diet and dress, labor and recreation, and countless others that intimately concern the well-being of her household. It is her right to obtain such a knowledge of the best methods of treating disease that she can care for her children in sickness, instead of leaving her precious treasures in the hands of stranger nurses and physicians. 87.3 The idea that ignorance of useful employment is an essential characteristic of the true gentleman or lady is contrary to the design of God in the creation of man. Idleness is a sin, and ignorance of common duties is the result of folly, which after life will give ample occasion to bitterly regret. 88.1 Young women think that it is menial to cook and do other kinds of housework, and, for this reason, many girls who marry and have the care of families have little idea of the duties devolving upon a wife and mother. 88.2 It should be a law that young people should not get married, unless they know how to care for the children that are brought into their family. They must know how to take care of this house that God has given them. Unless they understand in regard to the laws which God has established in their system, they cannot understand their duty to their God or themselves. 88.3 Domestic training should be in the college curriculum. The education which the young men and women who attend our colleges should receive in the home life is deserving of special attention. It is of great importance in the work of character building that students who attend our colleges be taught to take up the work that is appointed them, throwing off all inclination to sloth. They need to become familiar with the duties of daily life. They should be taught to do their domestic duties thoroughly and well, with as little noise and confusion as possible. Everything should be done decently and in order. The kitchen and all other parts of the 89 building should be kept sweet and clean. Books should be laid aside till their proper season, and no more study should be taken than can be attended to without neglecting the household duties. The study of books is not to engross the mind to the neglect of home duties upon which the comfort of the family depends. 88.4 In the performance of these duties careless, neglectful, disorderly habits should be overcome, for, unless corrected, these habits will be carried into every phase of life, and the life will be spoiled for usefulness. 89.1 A knowledge of homemaking is indispensable. Many of the branches of study that consume the student's time are not essential to usefulness or happiness, but it is essential for every youth to have a thorough acquaintance with everyday duties. If need be, a young woman can dispense with a knowledge of French and algebra, or even of the piano, but it is indispensable that she learn to make good bread, to fashion neatly fitting garments, and to perform efficiently the many duties that pertain to homemaking. 89.2 To the health and happiness of the whole family nothing is more vital than skill and intelligence on the part of the cook. By ill-prepared, unwholesome food she may hinder and even ruin both the adult's usefulness and the child's development. Or by providing food adapted to the needs of the body, and at the same time inviting and palatable, she can accomplish as much in the right, as otherwise she accomplishes in the wrong direction. So, in many ways, life's happiness is bound up with faithfulness in common duties. 89.3 Give attention to the principles of hygiene. The principles of hygiene, as applied to diet, exercise, the 90 care of children, the treatment of the sick, and many like matters should be given much more attention than they ordinarily receive. 89.4 In the study of hygiene, the earnest teacher will improve every opportunity to show the necessity of perfect cleanliness both in personal habits and in all one's surroundings. Teach the pupils that a healthful sleeping room, a thoroughly clean kitchen, and a tastefully arranged, wholesomely supplied table will go farther towards securing the happiness of the family and the regard of every sensible visitor than any amount of expensive furnishing in the drawing room. That the life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Luke 12:23 is a lesson no less needed now than when given by the divine teacher 1800 years ago. John 90.1 A young lady counseled to acquire habits of industry. You have peculiarities of character which need to be sternly disciplined and resolutely controlled, before you can with any safety enter the marriage relation.